Have you ever paused, even for a moment, and wondered what truly makes life meaningful? What separates those who live with quiet confidence, peace, and clarity from those who constantly feel overwhelmed, stressed, or stuck in endless cycles of dissatisfaction? Imagine waking up each morning not with a sense of dread or anxiety, but with genuine excitement for the day ahead. It might sound idealistic, maybe even unrealistic, but is it really? Or have we just lost touch with a few simple yet profound principles that our ancestors once understood deeply? Thousands of years ago, philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus faced lives filled with uncertainty, hardship, and constant challenges. Yet instead of being paralyzed by their difficulties, they flourished, finding purpose, strength, and inner peace even amidst chaos. How did they do it? What was their secret? Today we're going to explore something timeless. 12 simple, practical, stoic habits that have the power to significantly improve your life, starting right now. This isn't about lofty theory or abstract philosophy. It's about small, intentional practices that anyone can apply to their daily routines. Each one is grounded in the wisdom of thinkers who faced life's harshest realities and emerged stronger, wiser, and more fulfilled. But as we journey together, keep this one question in mind. What if the key to a happier, more meaningful life isn't in the big dramatic gestures we chase after, but in quiet, consistent habits that guide our thoughts and actions each day? Let's find out together. 1. Daily journaling, a dialogue with yourself. Have you ever felt like your mind is running in circles, replaying the same worries or thoughts without resolution? Perhaps you've experienced that nagging feeling of mental clutter, like having too many tabs open on your computer. What if there were a simple, ancient practice to help quiet this noise, one accessible to anyone, at any time? That practice is journaling. Now, when I say journaling, I don't mean recording every mundane detail of your day or trying to sound poetic. Instead, I mean having a genuine, honest dialogue with yourself, a chance to step back and examine your thoughts from a calmer perspective. This isn't something new. It's a timeless habit practiced by some of the greatest thinkers throughout history. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, famously kept a journal we now call Meditations. What's remarkable about these writings is that Marcus never intended them for publication. They were private reflections, reminders to himself of how he wanted to live. He wrote about patience, gratitude, and virtue, often early in the morning or late at night, reflecting quietly, away from the demands of his empire. If the world's most powerful leader found value and clarity in journaling, perhaps we might benefit from the same practice in our own lives. Think of journaling as cleaning the windshield of your car. Throughout our days, we accumulate stress, confusion, and emotional buildup that clouds our perspective. Writing down our thoughts and feelings is like gently wiping away the fog, allowing us to see clearly again, revealing paths and solutions that were previously hidden. Science supports this ancient wisdom. Studies show that expressive writing, the simple act of writing down our thoughts without judgment, significantly reduces stress and anxiety, improves mood, and even boosts immune function. Yet the beauty of journaling lies beyond science. It's a powerful tool for self-awareness, emotional clarity, and intentional living. Journaling doesn't require hours of your day. It can be a simple 5-minute habit each morning or evening. Ask yourself, how am I really feeling today? What am I worried about? What am I grateful for? The key is honesty and consistency. You don't need elegant language or profound insights, just authenticity. Imagine yourself several months down the line, flipping back through your journal entries. You might notice patterns of behavior or recurring worries that seemed overwhelming at the time, yet now seem minor or manageable. This reflective practice fosters growth, resilience, and deeper self-understanding. Over time, you'll begin to see clearly the person you're becoming and the person you want to be. And perhaps most importantly, journaling strengthens your connection to yourself. In a busy, noisy world, this private dialogue gives you space to breathe, to slow down, and to check in with your inner life. It's an invaluable habit, quiet but profound, that lays the foundation for greater clarity and peace in your daily life. And speaking of clarity, there's another simple habit the Stoics relied upon, a habit we often underestimate, yet one that's remarkably powerful in freeing our minds and sparking creativity. Let's explore the transformative power of something as basic as going for a walk. 2. Walking to free the mind. Have you ever found yourself stuck on a difficult problem, only to suddenly discover the answer while taking a casual walk? It's fascinating how something as ordinary as walking can have such extraordinary effects on our minds. This simple act of placing one foot in front of the other seems to unlock doors we didn't even realize were closed. Great thinkers throughout history have recognized this power. Friedrich Nietzsche once remarked, "All truly great thoughts are conceived by walking." Likewise, Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, valued walking deeply, believing it to be an essential daily practice that clears the mind and calms the soul. But why does walking work so effectively? One reason is that it gently distracts us from fixating on problems. When we're stuck at a desk, our minds can feel trapped and constricted. But once we step away and start walking, we allow thoughts to flow naturally. The repetitive, rhythmic motion creates a kind of internal space, a quiet environment where our subconscious can freely connect ideas. There's science behind this ancient wisdom as well. Research shows that walking not only reduces stress and anxiety, but it also significantly enhances creativity and problem-solving skills. Even a short walk around your neighborhood or through a park can refresh your perspective, providing clarity and insight. Imagine a typical scenario. You're working on a project and suddenly you hit a wall. You can't figure out how to proceed. Instead of forcing yourself to push harder, you decide to take a brief walk outside. As your steps gently carry you forward, your breathing slows down, your muscles relax, and your mind starts wandering. Without even realizing it, you've given yourself permission to see things differently. Before you know it, the solution emerges effortlessly, almost as if it had been waiting for you to take this quiet moment. Walking, from a Stoic perspective, emphasizes simplicity and presence, two critical components of their philosophy. The Stoics believed in finding peace by reconnecting with the present moment, letting go of distractions, and recognizing clearly what's within our control. By walking, we embody these Stoic principles. We slow down, pay attention to the here and now, and regain clarity. In today's busy, screen-filled lives, walking can feel revolutionary. It requires no technology, no special equipment, just a commitment to step away from constant demands. Yet, the rewards are profound: greater mental clarity, reduced anxiety, and deeper inner peace. Tomorrow, when stress or confusion hits, remember how Seneca or Nietzsche might have handled it. Stand up, step away from your work, and go for a short walk. Observe how your thoughts shift, your perspective clears, and your energy returns. And speaking of gentle daily habits, There's another Stoic practice that emphasizes the power of small, consistent actions over time. Why is it that lasting success often comes not from dramatic efforts, but from quiet, steady progress each day? Let's explore that idea next. 3. Small daily progress, the Stoic secret to mastery. Have you ever wondered why so many ambitious goals or bold resolutions seem to fall apart after a few weeks? It's tempting to believe that achieving something significant requires massive dramatic effort, but the reality often tells a different story. True mastery rarely comes from big leaps. It's almost always the result of small, consistent steps taken each and every day. The Stoics understood this profoundly. They recognized that sustained progress doesn't come from occasional bursts of intensity, but from regular, modest efforts repeated over time. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, famously stated, "Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily." In other words, meaningful change is the accumulation of quiet, persistent actions, each one building upon the last. Consider the real-world example of learning a musical instrument. At first, the idea of mastering the piano or guitar might seem daunting. The complexity feels overwhelming: notes, chords, scales, rhythm. But those who succeed rarely practice for hours on end from the start. Instead, they commit to brief, consistent daily practice, 10 or 20 minutes a day. Over weeks and months, these modest sessions build extraordinary competence. The secret isn't intensity, it's consistency. This same principle applies to nearly every meaningful area of life: fitness, personal growth, professional skills, or emotional resilience. It's the reason why daily routines, even small ones, carry immense power. They shape us gradually, almost invisibly, into the person we want to become. 1% better each day doesn't seem like much today or tomorrow, but imagine the impact after a year. That's true mastery: incremental improvements compounded over time. There's something deeply reassuring and empowering about this approach. It tells us we don't need to be extraordinary overnight. We simply need to be committed today, and then again tomorrow. Rather than feeling overwhelmed by distant goals, we can shift our attention to the present moment, focusing on what's within our immediate control. The Stoics would describe this as living with deliberate intention, choosing each day how we wish to act, think, and improve. Marcus Aurelius wrote daily reminders in his journals about the virtues he wished to practice: patience, courage, justice, and wisdom. These gentle, repeated reminders guided his daily actions. He didn't expect perfection overnight, only continuous progress. Think about your own life. Maybe you've tried building healthier habits, becoming more patient, or acquiring new skills. The times you succeeded most likely weren't when you relied on intense, short-lived motivation, but rather when you made small, consistent choices day after day. Those quiet moments, reading one chapter, exercising for a short session, or practicing a skill briefly, are the foundation of lasting success. This Stoic approach frees us from the anxiety of immediate results. We understand that real growth is slow and steady. Instead of seeking instant gratification, we embrace patience and consistency. We learn to trust the process, knowing that each tiny effort contributes meaningfully to the larger goal. So the next time you face a daunting ambition, remember Epictetus's wisdom. Resist the temptation to take shortcuts or rush the journey. Instead, identify one small step you can take today, and then again tomorrow. Soon enough, these modest actions build momentum, transforming you quietly but surely into someone you deeply admire. Speaking of virtues we admire, Another key practice among the Stoics involves shifting our attention outward. Rather than focusing solely on self-improvement, how can we positively impact the lives of others through acts of justice and service? Let's explore this next principle together. 4. Practicing justice, doing good beyond yourself. Have you ever paused to consider the role justice plays in your daily life? At first glance, justice might seem like a lofty, abstract concept, something reserved for philosophers, courts, or grand debates. But the Stoics believed justice was a deeply practical virtue, something we could and should practice every day, in ordinary moments, through ordinary actions. Marcus Aurelius, despite his immense power as emperor, often wrote about justice in his journals, reminding himself that his purpose was not merely to rule, but to serve others. To him, justice wasn't about punishment or law enforcement. It was about living fairly, kindly, and generously, always seeking the common good rather than selfish gain. Practicing justice in the Stoic sense means stepping outside of ourselves to recognize that we're part of something larger, a community, a society, even humanity as a whole. This perspective shifts our daily interactions. Instead of approaching life as a competition to be won, we start seeing it as a cooperative effort to lift one another up. Consider the simple act of helping someone at work who's struggling, or taking the time to truly listen to a friend. These small acts embody justice. They're reminders that we're not isolated beings, but deeply interconnected. Stoicism urges us to remember this connection, to live in a way that benefits others just as much as ourselves. Imagine the feeling you get after doing something kind or fair, especially when no one is watching. It's a quiet, profound satisfaction, very different from the fleeting joy of personal achievement or material success. This internal reward comes from aligning our actions with our highest principles, doing what's right simply because it's right, not because it's easy or immediately beneficial. Justice, according to the Stoics, requires courage and intentionality. It asks us to consider not just our own interests, but the welfare of those around us, even those we may disagree with or find challenging. Practicing justice in daily life might mean forgiving someone who's wronged you, advocating for someone who can't advocate for themselves, or treating everyone, from powerful leaders to the person who serves your coffee, with equal respect. Think about the individuals in history we admire most deeply. Often, they're those who dedicated their lives to serving others, promoting fairness and kindness, and standing up against injustice, even at personal cost. Yet, we don't need grand gestures or historical feats to practice justice. Small daily acts of fairness and compassion have immense impact, rippling outward and positively affecting countless lives. What's fascinating about Stoicism is how clearly it recognizes our shared humanity. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself each day that we're all bound together by common struggles, dreams, and desires. When we practice justice, we honor this connection, contributing to the betterment of our community and ourselves simultaneously. So, how can we cultivate justice practically, starting today? Begin by consciously choosing kindness in simple interactions. Take a moment to consider how your words or actions might affect others. Choose patience over frustration. Offer help when you see a need. Over time, these daily choices build a profound habit of justice, shaping your character in subtle yet powerful ways. Ultimately, practicing justice not only enriches our relationships and communities, it deepens our sense of purpose and fulfillment. It grounds us in values that transcend personal gain, offering a lasting, meaningful source of satisfaction And speaking of personal growth through challenges, how can intentionally pushing our limits, both mentally and physically, build the resilience and inner strength so valued by the Stoics? Let's explore that important idea next. 5. Pushing past mental and physical limits. Have you ever noticed how your mind often gives up long before your body does? Perhaps you've experienced moments while exercising, working, or studying when a quiet voice inside whispers, "You can't keep going." Yet, when you push past this initial resistance, you often surprise yourself by discovering you had more strength and endurance than you imagined. This experience of pushing beyond perceived limits is central to Stoicism and to building true resilience. The Stoics understood deeply that mental toughness and emotional resilience don't come naturally. They're cultivated through consistent, intentional practice. Epictetus, one of Stoicism's most revered teachers, emphasized training the mind much like athletes train their bodies. He believed that by deliberately exposing ourselves to manageable discomfort, we build a powerful inner reserve of strength and calm. Consider how athletes prepare for a competition. Their physical training is certainly challenging, but equally important is their mental conditioning, the ability to keep going even when the mind begs to stop. Endurance runners, for instance, speak about a mental wall that appears midway through a race. Their true achievement isn't simply physical stamina, it's their ability to break through that wall mentally, continuing despite internal resistance. Stoicism encourages us to adopt a similar practice in daily life. By intentionally placing ourselves in mildly uncomfortable situations, perhaps waking up slightly earlier than usual, taking a cold shower, or extending our workout, we teach our minds that discomfort isn't something to be feared or avoided. Instead, we learn that discomfort is often temporary, manageable, and even rewarding. This idea of deliberate discomfort was widely practiced by Stoics, who regularly sought small, voluntary hardships to prepare themselves for life's larger, unavoidable ones. Seneca recommended occasionally fasting or wearing simpler clothing, not as punishment, but as training, to strengthen our minds against future challenges and to appreciate more deeply what we have. Think about a modern example. Maybe you've tried learning a challenging skill, improving your physical health, or working towards an important goal. Initially, motivation might be high, but inevitably you reach a point where it feels too difficult or uncomfortable. The Stoics remind us that this point of resistance is exactly where real growth occurs. By gently pushing beyond it, we prove to ourselves that we're stronger, more resilient, and more capable than we originally believed. But here's an important distinction. Stoicism isn't about reckless suffering or meaningless sacrifice. It's about thoughtfully choosing challenges that stretch us just enough, building resilience gradually over time. By regularly facing and overcoming mild discomforts, we build confidence in our ability to handle life's larger obstacles. The rewards of this Stoic practice extend far beyond simple endurance. Over time, we become less reactive to life's stresses, more patient with ourselves and others, and better equipped to navigate uncertainty. Each small victory against discomfort strengthens our mental fortitude, preparing us to handle future difficulties with grace and composure. So, consider experimenting with voluntary discomfort this week. Maybe take a shorter, colder shower than usual, push yourself slightly harder during exercise, or resist an impulse to complain when faced with minor inconvenience. Notice how you feel afterward. Often, it's a surprising blend of pride, confidence, and calm. You've quietly shown yourself that discomfort isn't something to fear. It's simply another stepping stone toward becoming your strongest self. Speaking of strength, there's another powerful practice the Stoics embraced to ground themselves in gratitude and urgency, an awareness of life's brevity. How might regularly remembering our mortality change the way we live each day? Let's explore that important idea next. 6. Living with memento mori, remembering life is short. Have you ever paused to consider how your life might change if you truly recognize the limited time you have? It sounds uncomfortable, even unsettling, to think regularly about our mortality. Yet, paradoxically, embracing this simple truth that life is short and uncertain can profoundly deepen our appreciation, clarity, and sense of urgency. The Stoics captured this idea in a powerful phrase, memento mori, Latin for remember you must die. Far from being morbid or pessimistic, this practice was a vivid reminder to live fully, thoughtfully, and without wasting precious moments. Marcus Aurelius, even as an emperor, regularly reminded himself that his time was fleeting. He believed acknowledging death wasn't frightening. Rather, it was deeply liberating, guiding him toward better decisions, kinder actions, and a richer life. When we consciously acknowledge the brevity of life, trivial worries and petty grievances naturally lose their power. Small frustrations, the daily annoyances at work, the disagreements with loved ones, begin to feel less significant. Instead, our focus shifts toward what truly matters: meaningful relationships, personal growth, and purposeful living. Think about times in your life when you've experienced a profound loss or sudden reminder of mortality, perhaps the passing of someone close or unexpected news of illness. Often these difficult moments provide clarity. They urge us to reconsider how we're living, prompting questions like, am I making the most of my time? Am I spending my days on things that truly matter? Practicing memento mori doesn't require constant dwelling on death. It simply invites periodic reflection. Some Stoics would keep visual reminders, such as skulls or hourglasses, on their desks or in their homes. These objects weren't intended to be gloomy. Rather, they were quiet nudges to remain present and grateful, to let go of unnecessary attachments, and to approach life with greater intentionality. Modern life encourages us to live as though we have endless time, constantly postponing happiness or meaning for some distant future. We tell ourselves, I'll spend more time with family later, or I'll pursue my dreams someday. But the Stoics gently remind us that the future isn't guaranteed. This recognition isn't depressing, it's empowering. It urges us to act now, to live deliberately today, rather than deferring life indefinitely. Imagine how differently you'd approach daily interactions if you truly remembered life's impermanence. Perhaps you'd be quicker to forgive a friend, slower to anger, or more courageous in pursuing what deeply matters to you. You might savor simple pleasures, like time with loved ones, quiet mornings, or beautiful moments in nature, with renewed appreciation. This practice also equips us to handle life's inevitable difficulties with greater resilience. By accepting mortality as part of life's natural cycle, we reduce our fear of uncertainty and loss. We become less attached to outcomes and more attuned to the present moment, fully experiencing each day with open-hearted gratitude. So, perhaps tonight or tomorrow morning, take a brief moment to reflect on the gift of being alive, recognizing its impermanence. Consider how this simple awareness might shape your actions and decisions moving forward. Rather than frightening us, remembering our mortality can be a profound source of inspiration, clarity, and genuine joy. Speaking of clarity, The Stoics also deeply valued the power of continuous learning, specifically through reading and thoughtful reflection. How can consistently seeking wisdom through reading and study enrich our inner lives and guide us toward greater fulfillment? Let's explore this idea next. 7. The power of reading and continuous learning. Have you ever noticed how reading a powerful book can profoundly shift your perspective? Perhaps you've had the experience of losing yourself in a story or absorbing the insights of a great thinker, only to emerge feeling transformed, seeing the world in an entirely new way. This remarkable power of reading isn't just entertainment. It's a core Stoic practice for personal growth, wisdom, and fulfillment. The Stoics deeply valued the act of continuous learning. They believed true wisdom came not only from personal experience, but also from actively seeking knowledge, especially through reading the thoughts and experiences of others. Marcus Aurelius himself, despite his immense responsibilities as emperor, regularly set aside time to read and reflect, understanding that his own wisdom was greatly enhanced by engaging with the insights of other great thinkers. In today's fast-paced world, reading can feel like a luxury. We're inundated with short-form content, quick news snippets, social media posts, endless streams of information. Yet the Stoics remind us that real learning requires intentionality and depth. True wisdom is rarely found in headlines or sound bites. It's discovered by stepping away from constant distraction, opening a book, and allowing yourself the space to explore ideas deeply. Consider the difference between consuming bite-sized information and thoughtfully engaging with a book. Quick, fragmented content can inform us, but deep reading transforms us. When we immerse ourselves in thoughtful literature, whether philosophy, history, biography, or literature, we gain not just information but context, insight, and lasting understanding. The Stoics encouraged reading as a daily practice. Seneca famously advised his students to read not broadly, but deeply, choosing carefully what they read and revisiting valuable texts repeatedly. The goal wasn't to accumulate information, but to internalize wisdom, shaping character and guiding action. Think about moments when you've encountered an idea in a book that profoundly resonated with you, perhaps a passage about resilience, compassion, or courage. Maybe that idea subtly influenced your decisions, interactions, or even your worldview. Such powerful insights rarely come from superficial engagement. They arise when we slow down, allowing ourselves time and quiet space to absorb, reflect, and integrate ideas into our lives. Moreover, reading broadens our perspective beyond our own limited experiences. It offers us the opportunity to learn from history's greatest minds, to understand different viewpoints, and to build empathy for experiences we might never have directly. In this way, reading doesn't just educate us, it enriches our humanity, expands our compassion, and deepens our appreciation for the complexity of life. Practically speaking, building a habit of continuous learning through reading doesn't need to feel overwhelming. You don't need hours of free time. Just a few quiet minutes each day, dedicated to thoughtful reading, can be transformative. Imagine starting your day with 10 minutes of reflection from Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, or a modern author whose ideas inspire you. Over weeks and months, these small moments accumulate, building profound intellectual and emotional depth. In essence, reading thoughtfully aligns perfectly with Stoicism's emphasis on intentional living. It grounds us in a mindset of curiosity, humility, and openness, qualities central to lifelong growth and fulfillment. So, maybe tomorrow morning, instead of immediately reaching for your phone or checking the news, consider picking up a meaningful book. Engage deliberately, read slowly, and reflect deeply. Notice how even brief, consistent reading can subtly reshape your thinking, improve your clarity, and elevate your daily life. Speaking of applying wisdom in daily life, the Stoics also emphasized philosophy as more than just theory. To them, philosophy wasn't meant simply to be studied, it was meant to be lived actively each day. How might adopting this practical approach to philosophy enrich our everyday experiences? Let's explore this essential Stoic practice next. 8. Philosophy as a daily practice, not just theory. Have you ever thought of philosophy as something distant, abstract, and perhaps even a bit irrelevant to daily life? For many people, philosophy conjures images of ancient scholars debating obscure ideas in marble halls, disconnected from everyday concerns. But for the Stoics, philosophy was never about abstract debates or intellectual exercises. Instead, it was deeply practical, a toolkit for navigating life's challenges, making wiser decisions, and living more fully every single day. Epictetus famously said, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." This simple phrase encapsulates the Stoic belief that philosophy should never remain purely theoretical. It's meant to be lived, expressed through daily actions, thoughts, and responses to life's challenges. True philosophy, according to the Stoics, isn't something you merely study. It's something you become. Marcus Aurelius is perhaps the best example of this approach. His writings, now collected as Meditations, weren't academic essays or philosophical lectures. They were deeply personal notes to himself, written amidst the stresses and challenges of leading an empire. Every insight, reflection, or piece of advice he wrote was intended to help him live better, more virtuously, and more intentionally. Philosophy was his daily compass, guiding his actions and shaping his character. This practical orientation is exactly why Stoicism remains so relevant today. In a world filled with uncertainty, stress, and constant demands, philosophy can provide clarity and stability. When we encounter challenges, whether in relationships, work, health, or emotional struggles, the Stoics encourage us to apply philosophical insights immediately, guiding our responses and grounding us in calm resilience. Imagine facing a stressful situation at work. Perhaps you're dealing with criticism, a difficult colleague, or unexpected changes. A purely theoretical understanding of philosophy won't help much here. But applying a practical Stoic principle, like focusing only on what's within your control or choosing your response thoughtfully rather than reacting emotionally, can dramatically improve the situation and your inner experience of it. Practical philosophy also deeply influences our daily choices, both big and small. It asks us regularly, is this action aligned with my highest values? Am I responding with integrity, patience, and courage? Through consistent practice, these daily reflections become habits. Over time, our behavior shifts naturally toward greater self-awareness, compassion, and wisdom. The beauty of Stoicism's practical approach is its simplicity and accessibility. You don't need to study dense philosophical texts or memorize abstract theories. Instead, you simply remind yourself of key Stoic ideas, like living intentionally, accepting uncertainty, and choosing virtue in small daily decisions. Philosophy thus becomes embedded in your daily routine, subtly shaping your actions, reactions, and overall well-being. Think about your morning routine. Perhaps you might incorporate a brief reflection from Marcus Aurelius or Seneca. During the day, when challenges inevitably arise, pause briefly and ask yourself how a Stoic might respond. And in the evening, reflect gently. Did my actions today align with the values I cherish? These simple practices weave philosophy seamlessly into your daily life, making it immediately practical and deeply meaningful. Ultimately, the Stoics remind us that philosophy isn't a theoretical exercise meant only for scholars or intellectuals. It's a practical roadmap for anyone who seeks to live wisely and intentionally in a complex world. By adopting philosophy as a daily practice, we equip ourselves with essential tools for resilience, clarity, and fulfillment. And speaking of resilience, the Stoics had another powerful practice to strengthen their mental and emotional toughness, intentionally exposing themselves to manageable discomfort. How can voluntarily embracing discomfort prepare us to handle life's inevitable challenges more gracefully? Let's explore this intriguing practice next. 9. Voluntary discomfort, training yourself for hardship. Have you ever wondered why we tend to avoid discomfort at almost any cost? Our natural instinct often pushes us toward comfort and convenience. We prefer warmth to cold, fullness to hunger, ease to difficulty. But what if occasionally leaning into discomfort wasn't something to fear or avoid, but rather something to embrace intentionally? The Stoics advocated exactly that. They practiced something known as voluntary discomfort, intentionally exposing themselves to manageable hardships to build resilience, strength, and inner calm. Seneca frequently encouraged activities like fasting, taking cold baths, or sleeping on a hard surface, not as punishment, but as preparation. He believed that experiencing discomfort by choice helped people realize just how strong they truly were, making life's inevitable challenges far easier to handle. Imagine this scenario. You take a brief cold shower in the morning. Initially, the discomfort might feel shocking and unpleasant, but after a moment, you notice your breathing steadying and your mind calming. By intentionally stepping into discomfort, you've proven to yourself that temporary hardship isn't something to fear. You've strengthened your capacity to remain calm under stress, building resilience with each deliberate choice. In our modern lives, comfort and convenience are abundant. We're constantly encouraged to seek pleasure and avoid any kind of discomfort. Yet, paradoxically, this makes us fragile, vulnerable to life's inevitable setbacks or surprises. When we're used to constant comfort, even small difficulties feel overwhelming. The Stoics recognized this risk thousands of years ago. They understood that deliberately embracing minor discomforts now can profoundly strengthen our emotional and mental toughness over time. Think about athletes training for competition. They don't achieve success by staying comfortable. They regularly push themselves through challenging workouts and difficult practices. This intentional exposure to physical and mental discomfort builds resilience, allowing them to perform calmly and confidently when it matters most. Similarly, practicing voluntary discomfort in daily life doesn't mean subjecting ourselves to extreme pain or hardship. It simply means occasionally choosing minor inconveniences to expand our mental boundaries. This could be as simple as skipping a meal once in a while, wearing lighter clothing in cold weather, or walking instead of driving. Each small experience of voluntary discomfort quietly reminds us that we're stronger and more adaptable than we might initially believe. There's also a deeper psychological benefit. When we experience mild discomfort by choice, we appreciate comfort and ease far more deeply. After fasting briefly, food tastes better. After experiencing cold, warmth feels more precious. This intentional contrast creates genuine gratitude, enhancing our daily enjoyment of life's comforts. Voluntary discomfort also cultivates humility and compassion. By experiencing small hardships intentionally, we gain empathy for others who face similar or far greater challenges involuntarily. It gently reminds us of our shared vulnerability as human beings, promoting deeper understanding and kindness toward those around us. So, consider choosing a small, manageable form of voluntary discomfort this week. Maybe a cold shower, skipping a meal, or simply sitting quietly without distractions. Notice what happens. You'll likely find it uncomfortable at first, but soon after you might feel calmer, more confident, and more grateful. You've reminded yourself that discomfort, rather than something to avoid, can actually be a path to genuine strength and clarity. Speaking of clarity, another vital Stoic skill is the ability to remain calm under pressure, responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. How might cultivating emotional detachment help us handle life's challenges with greater composure? Let's explore that idea next. 10. Emotional detachment, responding, not reacting. Have you ever reacted impulsively in the heat of the moment, only to regret your response later? Maybe someone criticized your work, cut you off in traffic, or simply said something you disagreed with. Before you knew it, frustration or anger took over, leading you to respond in ways that didn't reflect your best self. We've all experienced it. But imagine if you could consistently pause, step back, and respond thoughtfully rather than react emotionally. This ability, emotional detachment, is at the heart of Stoicism. However, the word detachment often gets misunderstood. The Stoics didn't advocate ignoring or suppressing emotions. Instead, they encouraged developing the capacity to calmly observe feelings without immediately being controlled by them. Epictetus put it beautifully, "It's not things themselves that disturb people, but their judgments about these things." This subtle distinction is incredibly powerful. Stoicism teaches us that while we can't control external events, other people's behavior, the economy, traffic, or daily inconveniences, we always have control over how we respond. Emotional detachment is precisely this skill, learning to pause briefly between a stimulus and our reaction, creating space to choose our response consciously. Think about your daily interactions. A coworker makes a critical remark, and you feel a rush of defensiveness. Your first instinct might be to snap back or withdraw angrily. Emotional detachment helps you pause, recognize your feelings of hurt or irritation, and then consciously decide how to respond. Instead of reacting impulsively, you calmly ask yourself, "Is reacting this way helpful? What response aligns best with my values and goals?" The key to emotional detachment isn't suppression, but mindfulness, simply observing your emotions as they arise, recognizing their temporary nature, and then deciding deliberately how to respond. You acknowledge frustration or anger without being immediately swept away by it. With practice, this simple skill profoundly changes how you navigate stressful situations. Practically, cultivating emotional detachment means regularly reminding yourself that your emotional reactions are natural but temporary. You might feel angry, sad, or anxious, but you aren't forced to act on these emotions. This subtle shift in thinking dramatically improves your daily interactions, allowing you greater calmness, clarity, and self-control. The Stoics understood that emotional reactions often arise from our assumptions or interpretations about situations, not from the situations themselves. A delayed email from your boss might initially trigger worry or annoyance, but with emotional detachment, You pause and recognize your assumptions. Maybe your boss is simply busy, or there's another explanation. Suddenly, your anxiety decreases, your perspective broadens, and you respond calmly rather than emotionally. Practicing emotional detachment doesn't mean becoming robotic or unfeeling. Rather, it deepens emotional intelligence. By observing emotions without immediately reacting, you gain deeper insight into yourself and others. Over time, you become more patient, compassionate, and resilient, able to maintain composure even when facing challenging circumstances. Imagine approaching life's inevitable frustrations with this stoic calmness. Imagine feeling less reactive and more thoughtful, less anxious and more confident. This small shift, consistently pausing before reacting, has transformative power, allowing you to live intentionally rather than reactively. So, the next time you're faced with a stressful moment, criticism, conflict, or disappointment, try to pause. Take a breath. Notice your emotions without immediately acting on them. Ask yourself, how do I truly want to respond? You'll likely find that this brief pause completely changes the outcome, improving not only your own inner peace, but your relationships and daily life as well. Speaking of responding positively to life's challenges, the Stoics embraced another powerful concept, amor fati, the idea of not merely accepting fate, but actively loving and embracing it. How might fully accepting and even welcoming the circumstances we face transform our daily experiences? Let's explore this essential idea next. 11. Amor fati, loving fate, not just accepting it. Have you ever faced a situation in life that felt deeply unfair or frustrating, something completely outside your control? Maybe it was losing a job, dealing with unexpected health issues, or facing a setback in a relationship. Our first instinct in these moments is often resistance, frustration, even despair. Yet the Stoics propose something radically different. Not just accepting these circumstances passively, but actively embracing them, loving our fate exactly as it is. This powerful idea is captured in the Latin phrase amor fati, meaning love of fate. It's more than simple acceptance or resignation. It's the active decision to see each challenge as an opportunity to learn, grow, and become stronger. Nietzsche famously described amor fati as his formula for human greatness, not merely tolerating life's difficulties, but genuinely loving them. At first glance, this concept seems incredibly difficult. How can we possibly love setbacks, difficulties, or painful experiences? Yet the Stoics believed that by actively embracing these experiences, we transform them. Rather than feeling victimized or defeated, we choose to find meaning, strength, and even joy in the struggle itself. Consider Marcus Aurelius. Despite facing immense responsibilities, wars, betrayals, and personal tragedies, he continually reminded himself to embrace fate with open arms. He believed every circumstance, even the most challenging, presented an opportunity to practice virtue, patience, courage, and wisdom. By loving his fate, Marcus shifted his mindset from frustration and resistance to curiosity and growth. Think about moments in your own life when a difficult situation eventually led to significant growth or clarity. Perhaps losing a job guided you toward a more meaningful career. Maybe ending a challenging relationship opened the door to healthier connections. In hindsight, we often recognize how hardships shaped us positively, teaching valuable lessons, deepening empathy, and revealing our inner strength. But the Stoics encourage us not to wait for hindsight. They urge us to actively practice amor fati in real time as challenges occur. This doesn't mean denying or minimizing difficulty. Instead, it means facing situations with a mindset that says, I didn't choose this, but I choose how to respond. How can I grow from this? What good can I find here? Practically, amor fati involves consciously reframing situations. When challenges arise, instead of immediately labeling them as negative, we pause and ask, what's the opportunity here? How might this situation teach me patience, resilience, or compassion? Over time, this subtle shift dramatically changes our experience of adversity. There's also a profound sense of peace in this approach. Rather than struggling against things we can't control, we find freedom in full acceptance. We let go of resistance, frustration, and bitterness, replacing them with curiosity and openness. Even when circumstances remain difficult, our internal experience improves dramatically. Imagine waking up each morning determined to embrace whatever the day brings. Rather than fearing uncertainty, you approach challenges calmly, even eagerly, knowing each one offers valuable lessons. By loving fate, we free ourselves from anxiety and resistance, living each moment with gratitude, courage, and deep inner calm. So, the next time you face an unexpected difficulty, whether small or significant, try to adopt the mindset of amor fati. Remind yourself gently, this situation is exactly what it needs to be. What can I learn from this? How can I grow? Notice how this subtle shift in thinking profoundly transforms your experience, turning life's inevitable challenges into meaningful opportunities for growth. Speaking of cultivating deeper inner peace and contentment, the Stoics also emphasized controlling our desires, learning to want less rather than constantly craving more. How might mastering our desires lead to greater fulfillment and freedom in our daily lives? Let's explore this essential Stoic practice next. 12. Controlling desires, learning to want less. Have you ever noticed how often our desires seem endless? We chase after bigger homes, nicer cars, better jobs, more social media followers. The list goes on indefinitely. Yet, no matter how much we acquire, satisfaction often feels fleeting. The Stoics understood this paradox deeply. True happiness rarely comes from fulfilling every desire. Instead, lasting peace is found by learning to desire less. Epictetus captured this insight when he said, "Freedom is not procured by a full enjoyment of what is desired, but by controlling the desire itself." In other words, true mastery over life doesn't involve getting everything we want, but rather gaining control over what we crave in the first place. The Stoics recognized that unchecked desire is like an endless cycle. It promises happiness, but often delivers dissatisfaction and anxiety. Modern culture, driven by advertising and consumerism, actively encourages us to want more constantly. We're surrounded by messages that tell us happiness lies just beyond our next purchase or achievement. Yet, the Stoics remind us that this chase rarely leads to genuine fulfillment. Instead, lasting contentment arises from cultivating a mindset of gratitude, simplicity, and thoughtful moderation. Imagine your own experience. Perhaps you've eagerly desired something, a new phone, a job promotion, a certain social status, only to find that once achieved, the happiness was short-lived. Quickly, your attention shifted to the next desire, leaving you caught in an endless loop of craving and dissatisfaction. Stoicism offers a profound solution, learning to want less but appreciate more deeply. When we consciously simplify our desires, we free ourselves from constant craving. This doesn't mean giving up all ambitions or comforts. Rather, it's about carefully reflecting on what truly brings lasting joy, purpose and peace, letting go of superficial desires that add stress and anxiety. Marcus Aurelius often reflected in his journals on how little was needed to live happily. Despite being emperor and having vast wealth and power, he reminded himself frequently of simplicity's value. He understood that true happiness didn't require endless wealth, possessions, or status, but rather appreciation for simple, meaningful pleasures. Practically, learning to want less involves intentionally examining our desires. When we notice ourselves craving something new, whether material goods, recognition, or achievement, we pause and ask ourselves, "Do I truly need this? Will this bring lasting satisfaction or just temporary pleasure?" Often this brief reflection reveals that many desires are fleeting impulses rather than genuine needs. The beauty of controlling our desires lies in the freedom it provides. When we desire less, we become less vulnerable to external circumstances, economic changes, other people's opinions, or temporary setbacks. Our happiness becomes stable, rooted in gratitude and contentment rather than endless craving. Moreover, wanting less increases our ability to genuinely enjoy what we already have. When we're constantly pursuing more, we rarely pause to appreciate our current blessings, good health, meaningful relationships, simple comforts. But by cultivating simplicity and moderation, we find deeper satisfaction in ordinary moments. A morning cup of coffee, time spent with loved ones, a peaceful walk. These simple pleasures suddenly feel richer and more meaningful. Consider experimenting with this Stoic principle practically. Next time you feel a strong desire for something, especially something you suspect won't truly satisfy, pause briefly. Ask yourself if this desire aligns with your values or brings lasting meaning. Notice how letting go of unnecessary cravings leads to deeper peace, gratitude, and joy. Ultimately, the Stoics remind us that the greatest freedom isn't found by fulfilling endless desires. True freedom comes when we realize how little we truly need to be happy and fulfilled. By consciously learning to want less, we gain greater peace, deeper satisfaction, and a more meaningful connection to life itself. So, after exploring these 12 Stoic habits, we're left with an intriguing question. What does it truly mean to live well? Perhaps it isn't found in chasing endless desires, avoiding discomfort, or constantly seeking comfort and convenience. Maybe the secret to genuine happiness and fulfillment lies precisely in those quiet, consistent actions we often overlook. Daily journaling, mindful walking, small steps toward progress, doing good beyond ourselves, embracing life's inevitable hardships, and cultivating emotional detachment. The Stoics remind us gently yet powerfully that life isn't about eliminating every difficulty, but rather embracing each moment, good or bad, as an opportunity to grow. They encourage us to approach life with humility, wisdom, and simplicity, turning challenges into lessons and everyday actions into meaningful rituals. Imagine waking up tomorrow with renewed intention, knowing you don't need grand gestures or dramatic changes to find peace or satisfaction. You simply need quiet, consistent commitment, journaling your thoughts honestly, walking to clear your mind, practicing justice in daily interactions, or gently pushing your boundaries with voluntary discomfort. Each small habit builds resilience, clarity, and contentment, bit by bit, day by day. But above all, Stoicism teaches us to pause frequently, reflect deeply, and consciously choose how we respond to life's endless flow of events. By adopting this simple, intentional approach, we regain control over our inner world, even when external circumstances remain uncertain or challenging. So here's the open-ended question I leave you with today. If true happiness comes not from acquiring more, but from needing less, and if real strength lies not in avoiding discomfort, but in embracing it, how might your daily actions change starting right now? Think about it, reflect on it, and most importantly, live it. Because philosophy, after all, is not merely about knowing, it's about being, becoming, and embodying the wisdom we discover along the way.